amount of internet listeners, so you could be anywhere right now.
You could be in prison.
This is a lot of pressure.
How are you, Mags?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. We're having a good time here.
I'm so happy. I just wanted to call and be like, yay, radio. That's why I miss you. And I miss whoever is with you, even though I probably never met them. It must be Spencer. Is it Spencer?
It's not Spencer.
I don't know who it is. Okay.
This is Isaac and Jordan, the boys.
Hi, Isaac.
Making.
Hello, boys.
Noise. Well, thanks for calling in.
We miss you too, Maggie.
It's nice to meet you. We miss you.
It's nice to meet you too, guys. Enjoy your radio show.
Thanks, Mags. Did you listen to my 4 truths and a lie?
No, I did. I literally just saw your Facebook status, so I called in.
Oh, excellent. Okay, well, you're not allowed to do my 4 truths and a lie because you would know the lie.
No, but maybe I'll tune in for a little bit now that I have some time.
Wonderful. We still have an entire hour left.
That's right.
That's right.
All right. Well, have a good one, Mags.
Bye.
Take care.
Well, that was fun.
That was really fun. She seems nice.
She's lovely.
What a sweetheart.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so we're into the second hour of the extravaganza.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to
probably fill out my form.
Oh, yes. You should fill out your form. I'm going to hand over the driver's seat to the boys.
Making.
I'll actually switch with you.
It's a reflex now. Anytime anyone says boys, Jordan, you have to go making.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I'm not the right person to have in the driver's seat, but it's gonna be a wild ride.
Cool.
Take us somewhere.
Let's play a song while we get stuff set up.
Sounds good.
I can go if you want.
Yeah. You are you ought to one.
What do you want to hear, though, Jordan? Like, you don't tell me a song. Just tell me, like...
Can I give you adjectives?
Yeah. Yeah.
Spicy.
Spicy.
Ambidextrous.
Ambidextrous.
Omnipotent.
What? That's a lot to ask.
I have high expectations for you, and I think you can meet them.
Spicy and omnipotent.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's Lauryn Hill. yeah. You want to give me the sounds?
Yep, the sounds are... Yeah, go.
I used to love him. Now I don't. Involved a young man. He was the ocean, and I was the same. He stole my heart like a thief in the my side, and I used to love him.
I used to love him.
But now I don't.
Now I
used to love him. But now I don't.
The road of passion and pain.
Crossroads path would I choose?
Stuck and frustrated, I waited, debated
for something to happen, it just wouldn't fit in.
Thought what I wanted was something I needed.
When mama said no, then I just should have heeded.
This night I fled till the poison was gone.
Not of the past, not the sweet dawn.
Second place, just to end the race.
All right, hello. You are now tuned in to The Boys
Making
Noise.
Yeah.
On WMFO in Medford. That's 91.5 FM. I have to check the thing every time. We have a very special guest with us today.
Yes. Emma is here in the studio.
Hello.
If you were not tuned in for the first hour, we've been having an extravaganza.
Oh,
our
yes.
shows have combined to make one beautiful super show. Super show!
Super, super.
I think it's probably about time to reveal the lie amongst the four truths.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a lot of effort on your part, but could you run through all of them again?
I can run through all of them again. So, let's see. I have a list. I should probably... Okay, so my first truth or lie was that my first concert was Kelly Clarkson. My second truth or lie was that I own a parrot and we sing together. My third truth or lie was that I've seen Radiohead 3 times with my dad. My fourth one was the one about cows, about how I love cows and that I go and cuddle with them at this animal sanctuary. And lastly, I can lick my elbow. What are your thoughts on the...
I personally think you haven't seen Radiohead 3 times with your dad. Maybe once. Maybe without your dad.
Who knows?
But sounds fishy to me.
I don't think that you sing with your parrot, because I don't know much about parrots, but I have trouble comprehending the idea. I thought they like would repeat after you and stuff, and so singing at the same time, that's where my problem is. I think you might, your parrot might sing, and you might sing, but the with is the word that I'm really struggling with.
It's called harmony, dog.
We do like rounds, you know, like I'll sing.
Yeah. Oh, that, dang it.
Would
okay.
Would that make it better? So.
Yeah.
All right. Should we do a drum roll and then you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. And the lie is I don't have a parrot and it for sure doesn't sing with me.
I got it right for the wrong reasons.
Isaac is the winner. After this, he's going to get a special prize.
What do I get?
You get... I'm going to buy Isaac a cup of coffee.
Yay!
That's a special prize. Yeah. I'm going to get some brown in me.
Yeah, you are.
Yep.
All right, folks.
So you just heard. I Used to Love Him by Lauryn Hill off of The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
It was spicy.
And omnipotent.
And ambidextrous.
It was ambidextrous. And then No One's Better Sake by Little Joy off the self-titled album Little Joy. We're talking about, put that song on a mix CD I made for Jordan 2 years ago.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that was my first view of Isaac's music taste. I liked what I saw.
Was that the selling point for you?
Yeah. I was like, seems like an okay guy.
Yeah, it'll work. This has been a kind of a theme of the show today on accident. Well, it's starting to be one. I think maybe it takes 3 to be a theme. But like making friends and like the process of making new friends.
Interesting.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Because we had Molly call in. What was her name? Maggie. I miss you, Maggie.
Aw.
We made a new friend. We made a new friend there. Yeah.
And we also made a new friend with Lars.
Right.
Hey, or Lars. Sally.
And we talked about how Eric and I became friends,
with
and that involved a whoa, hey, it was a vest.
Your vest, my bad.
Do you have any good friends or stories?
We're making friends right now. Right?
True.
We could tell that story.
Oh, that is a story.
That's such a good story.
It is a story. So here's my embarrassing story of the week. So little Emma is a little senior in high school. And she is, you know, she's driving around in her car. I'll just yell. Really loud.
That microphone's super quiet.
I know. Okay.
But it's great.
I'll turn it all the way up.
It like this. Oh,
there you go.
That's perfect.
Perfect. So, yeah, little Emma is driving around in her car, and she thought she was all cool, like listening to Tufts Radio as like a senior in high school. It's like, yeah, college radio, that's so awesome. and there's a show on, and they were playing like Real Estate and Mac DeMarco and all this stuff, and I was like, wait, like this is totally my music taste, this is so awesome. So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna call in. So I did, and I was like, hey, I'm gonna go to Tufts next year, I want to do radio, your show is really cool. And lo and behold, it was the Boys Making Noise. So I had my show last year, and then this year I had my show, and I was like, oh, like, I wonder, you know, who has the show before me and after me? And I was like, oh no, it's the Boys Making Noise. Like, here we go. So yeah. Then I had to tell them my embarrassing story. I was like, yeah, you remember that person that called? That was me. That was me.
That was the best caller experience.
We got
we've
so
had.
Excited about yeah. that.
I'm honored. I'm
I think
glad.
I think that evening I had drank. I was drinking juice, and then I was like telling people that you called into our show.
That's so funny.
I had been drinking juice.
Yum.
So yeah, there you go. Full circle.
With pulp. You leave us really nice notes.
I do. I leave them notes every week when I don't see them when I'm leaving, because it makes me sad. So
yeah.
This is fate, folks. This is the universe bringing us together to have this beautiful show.
Yes.
Making it happen. We keep the notes.
Do you really? That's awesome.
We're gonna scrapbook them.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
I've never scrapbooked of you.
No. But we're gonna start.
Perfect.
Start. My scrapbooks.
All right, should we
ask Matthew McConaughey? Scrapbooks.
Okay, we're gonna play more music.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
No, it's on.
Check.
I can hear you.
You can hear me? Maybe my, oh, hey.
Hey.
I still can't hear it. It's all right.
Ooh. Maybe I don't know what to tell you.
Maybe you are off. You want to switch to mic?
Hold on.
There's no more mics.
You talk amongst yourselves.
Okay, well, let's announce the songs we've heard.
Oh, yeah.
So... Was it not on? That was my bad. It wasn't on. Okay, so... Isaac, what songs did we hear?
Did I play music?
You played music a while ago. We haven't announced
it. I think I announced it. Little
Lauren
Joy.
Lauren Hill.
And Little Joy.
Oh,
we
yes,
did that.
Yes.
Oh, we did?
We've been there.
Oh, okay. So then after that, I played Forever Dumb by Surf Curse. Then Reality TV by Sports. And then Emma.
We listened to... Sentimental Exes by Broken Social Scene.
Yes, we did. We were just talking about screen names that we've had as a kid. AIM screen names.
Yeah.
We don't have to share them again. Just letting y'all know what we're talking about.
Just so you know. What do you all have going on this weekend?
I don't know if I really have. My friend Jane is in a dance group. I think she has a performance tonight. Might hit that up.
Cool.
Yeah.
Is that for like if you're in a class, they're doing their recital thingy?
Maybe, but she is like a dancer.
Mm.
Okay.
So yeah, it's not like her first crack at it. So that should be fun.
Cool. Everyone go support the dance.
Team. Go
group.
Team. Go dance.
You know who's a really good dancer? Isaac Herzog.
That's actually entirely not true.
Well, we just witnessed some dance. Would you call that dancing? I don't know.
You can call it whatever you want.
Isaac was just showing us his moves. It was great.
The windmill before was nice.
Yeah, I like to. I can. If windmill is a dance move, then I can dance.
Okay.
It's also like
settled.
A form of combat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
One.
Yeah. Just uppercut after uppercut. Just like.
Yeah. If someone pulled that move out on me, I don't know how I would what I would do.
Yeah. You'd be done.
You'd be.
You'd just give up. Yeah, it's also a rock move too. You know.
It's the universal move. Sounds like.
Yeah, most cultures have a windmill.
Okay.
Somehow. In there. Oh, so you're doing a little bit of breathing, aren't you?
Yeah.
Jordan, how's your throat?
It's sore.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's sore. But I'll survive.
It makes you sound sexier, though.
Really?
Yeah, like you've seen some stuff.
I've seen it all.
No, you sound like you're gonna go at any. I don't know how sexy that is.
Oh, dear.
Isaac.
Yeah?
Do you want to play a song?
Oh, sure. I don't know which one. Actually, do you want to play that? You should play that new Fourth Wanderers track.
Oh, okay.
Or no, I can do that. Just give me a second to pull it up. Give me a second.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, the Fourth Wanderers just put out a new EP titled Slop this week, or maybe last week, recently. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
And our friend Noah is in that band.
Yeah, he plays bass.
Cool.
Yeah, we were big fans of Tough Love. That was the first one, right?
Yeah.
That came out 2 years ago. So we were very excited when this happened. So this is going to be Nerves off of the Fourth Wanderers new EP, Slop.
Thank you.
right, once again, you are tuned into Boys
Making
Noise. Yeah. With a special guest from 88 Miles Per Hour, Emma.
Miss me?
Yeah. That was, that was Noise. No, nerves. Noise. Oh my gosh. You tuned into the our show. Boys Making Noise. That song was Noise.
So, oh yeah, oh yeah.
No, sure. I want a Reuben.
A Reuben sandwich?
I want a Reuben and a cup of coffee. Hi, Grandma.
Veggie Galaxy has the best Reuben sandwiches.
They're pretty good.
They're good.
They're really good, actually.
They're not, but they're not.
What
real.
Makes them so good? Oh.
Have you been vegan. Have you been to Veggie Galaxy?
No.
It's in Central. It's pretty good. It's not cheap, but it's pretty good.
Sometimes you gotta splurge.
Do you eat the meat?
I do eat the meat.
Okay.
But I'm also willing to expand my horizons and not eat the meat.
Mm-hmm. It's worth a shot.
I'll check it out.
You're decreasing your horizons.
Wait.
Yeah, you're right.
Do you want to listen to my mustache?
Ooh.
Ready?
Yes.
Listen really closely. It's like two wow. eyebrows on my upper lip.
Wow.
It sounds like I'm stepping through tall grasses.
Yeah, amber waves of grain right here.
Oh, yeah. That's good. How long you been growing that for?
Since summer.
For our listeners, Isaac's mustache is as thick as
your eyebrows. It's like looks like eyebrows.
No, it's thicker. It's like
better. It's better than eyebrows.
It's like the dense underbrush of the rainforest.
Yeah.
It's like the richest milkshake you've ever drank.
The one that like you try so hard to get it out of the straw and it just won't budge.
It's that thick.
That thick.
That's right. My mustache is stuck in your straw.
Think about the thick crust pizza from Pizza Hut. It's thicker than that.
Yeah. Like deep dish? That doesn't actually have that thick of a crust.
No, it's actually minimal crust, thick filling. Okay.
Walk sign is on. Yeah, does someone else want to play music? I could play more music, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do y'all feel like? We can go to outer space. We can get real weird. We can do some 80s stuff. We can get real dark. Or we can get real uplifting.
I vote space or 80s.
Space or 80s.
I like it.
Let's do 80s space.
Oh, even better.
All right, this is going to be a New Order with Bizarre Love Triangle.
Nice.
Hit it.
Good song. We'll be right back.
Hey.
All right. So to catch y'all up on what you've been hearing, Isaac played New Order played Bizarre Love Triangle by the band New Order. And then after that, played Sunsick by the band The Vegetables off of their album Greenhorn.
Yeah, they're some of my friends from St. Louis. You can check out their music at thevegetablesmusic.bandcamp.com. They're reasonably nice people.
Yeah, it's super good.
Check it out.
I've been jamming to it this summer, and it's a good time.
Let's keep moving. Do we have another PSA, or should we read it together again?
Sure. We can find the autumn exercise one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Here we go.
Okay.
Okay. One, two, three, go.
Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, and reduce stress and improve your health. A public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Alright, could have been better, could have been worse.
We're practicing, we're getting there.
Mm-hmm.
After this show, we're going to go for a yog.
Right, our yog with a soft J.
Yeah.
So we encourage all of you to yog as well.
Do you want to take a trip?
Yeah.
Do you want to take a trip with us?
Yeah, where are we going?
I don't know. Give me a second.
Okay.
Talk amongst yourselves.
A surprise trip.
So, Emma, what's your favorite color?
Oh, it's green. Yeah. What's your favorite color?
I think recently it's changed to burgundy.
Ooh, I like that. That's a good color.
What kind of green though? Is it like a light green, like a deep green, like a puke green?
No, definitely not a puke green.
Okay.
See, I've tussled with this question for a while. You know, on principle, I always answer green because I don't know why I thought my favorite color. I really liked frogs when I was little. Maybe that's where it comes from. I truly think
makes sense.
That I'm a blue person. I think I really like blue.
I see that. Blue is calling.
But I also like lavender. I think lavender might truly be my favorite color. Now that we've gotten to the root of the issue. Now that I've talked about it.
Wow. I'm glad we could get you to this place where you really realize your favorite color.
I also don't trust people that jump too fast on their favorite color. Like, if you don't think about it a little bit, I don't know. I don't know if I take your answer as fully. I mean, you know you better than I know you, but I feel like that's worth some thought.
I agree.
What's your favorite color, Isaac?
I already know.
You already know?
Yeah, but say it.
it's like brown.
But like a yellowy brown.
Right? Yeah, like nature browns. Okay. There are many different like warm, hearty browns. You think I'm an earthbender, right?
That's yeah.
You pegged me as, yeah.
I think Isaac would be an earthbender.
Oh, I could see it.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I see waterbender for you. Do you identify with that?
I think so.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Jordan
might be a wild card. I don't know.
It's either air or water.
That was a good move.
Yeah, I don't know what you just bent, though.
Air than water.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. If you're a waterbender, can you bend mucus?
Probably.
What percentage water is mucus?
Probably high percentage,
probably
right?
High.
Some people can bend blood.
Uh-huh.
It's illegal, but some people can do it, so I assume you can do snot also.
I think that would be great.
Snot bender?
Yeah.
I think you just mess with people. Kind of gross.
That's so gross. Yeah, but also you could be like a nurse.
Oh,
like you could
Like, oh, you got a runny nose. Let me fix that for you.
You're congested?
How good would it be if someone could extract all the snot? Like, if you have a cold, just like, get it all out. It's really gross.
Isn't that part of the healing process? So that's my confusion. Like, it's probably actually not good to blow your nose because isn't that like fighting germs or like containing germs or something? I don't understand how that works. Are you supposed to be blowing out that stuff?
Or is it like good?
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of germs in your mucus, so I feel like if you blow it out, then you're getting rid of the germs.
Is that the function? Is that the mucus captures the germs and then you expel the mucus? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
To our listeners, we are not doctors. Don't take anything we're saying seriously. I don't know.
This is supposed to be thought provoking. We're not giving any conclusions.
Right. Everyone, just think about your snot. Everyone should think about their.
I just want people to hold in their snot to like.
Yeah.
And have serious health effects from this conversation.
Everyone, take a moment to think about what your snot does for you. We're not going to tell you. It's your snot.
Snot appreciation.
That's not our place. Let's take a trip. Or we're running pretty low on time, aren't we?
Well, it'll be a quick trip.
You want to take a quick trip?
Like a minute trip.
Oh.
Okay. We're going to go to a babbling brook and appreciate these fall colors.
Beautiful.
Jordan? With Emma. Oh.
This is lovely.
Hey, birds.
Hey, Isaac.
That was the birds.
That was terrifying. That's what that was. Just take a second.
Yeah.
I'm going to stretch out on this sunny rock right here, if you don't mind.
I'm going to slip my shoes off and put them in the water.
Isn't it cold?
A little bit, but you know.
Feels good on the toes.
Refreshing.
Invigorating. What are you going to do?
Just going to close my eyes and...
Everyone listening, wherever you are right now, you're not there. You're here with us.
Cacao.
Next to a babbling brook.
If you're driving, close your eyes. Feel the cold water on your feet.
If you have headphones in, ignore everyone else around you. Walk into traffic.
Walk into people.
You're safe. You're in a babbling brook. I could hear you swallow, Jordan.
It's very quiet out here.
What? Oh, yeah, it is.
That's why you can hear me
swallow. Yeah, I thought you were trying to change the subject. it's quiet. Yeah. Well, this has really been a wonderful experience.
Thank you for taking me on this trip. It was much needed.
Well, also as a whole, this whole 2 hours, they've flown by. It's been fun.
I know.
We should do this again sometime.
Absolutely.
An extravaganza. Truly.
Truly. We can try to think of themes or something, too.
Okay, that would be fun.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Does anyone have one more song maybe to take us out? Something they've been dying to play?
The babbling brook has rendered us thoughtless.
I could.
Mm-hmm. We also have 3 more minutes of babbling brook. We could just crank that. You could?
Yeah, but babbling brook is nice too.
Do people actually want to hear 3 minutes of babbling brook?
Probably not.
I say we listen to another song.
I think that's a great idea.
I think we took our nice little trip. I don't want to overstay my welcome.
Yeah. I feel like these birds are getting hostile.
Yeah.
I think so too.
They're swooping down really low.
Which is not like out of their place. Like they can do that.
We're in their territory.
It's true.
Gotta respect the birds.
Do you know that birds can't hold their poop?
Like, it just, as soon as it just.
Yeah, it just.
Mm. I got peed on by a bird once.
Peed on?
Yeah.
Really?
It burned.
That bird's dehydrated.
Maybe. I don't know.
Holy cow. Pass me the ox.
It's playing right now.
Oh, right.
I like when you're in a city or, anywhere really, and you see that dude who's really serious and he's in a suit and he thinks he's like running stuff, but then he's got bird poop on his shoulder and you're never gonna tell him. I love that guy. Whoever that guy is, he's like wearing his expensive Ray-Bans. He's like, I know what's up.
And you're like,
oh. Do you? Do you? Because Mother Nature just left you a little something to think about.
All right,
this concludes our show.
Thank you for listening. This song is called Better Go, because we better go.
Bye.
What?
Oh.